Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we have a battery of guests, Giants right-hander Matt Cain and catcher Andrew Susak, in conversations that we had just prior to FanFest at AT&T Park in San Francisco. We'll start with Matt Cain.
Matt, what's your mindset going into spring training this year? You know, last year you had to battle through injury and everything, but you finished up at the end of the year. So what's your health and your mindset?
It's good. It's good and clear. And I think that's the nice part about going into the season is going to it healthy, going to it knowing we can work on things with no restrictions and go about it clear-headed and excited about what's to come this year.
How difficult was last year? Because, you know, throughout your career, you've been the horse, the guy who was out there throwing 200 innings, but you had to battle through things to get on the mound.
Yeah, and that was tough. It was tough on both sides of it. But, man, I think it's going to benefit me in the long run. It's not something you want to go through, and it's not something that you want guys to go through at all. But, man, it's a part of the game. It happens. And it's a hurdle that you have to go through life, you know, and I think it really shows who you are as a person, you know what, and you got to have a lot of strong people around you.
Did you talk to other players, other pitchers who had been through it? I mean, Jake Peavy, he's had to deal with injuries. Other guys that maybe helped you with the mental part of it?
Yeah, and that's the tough part is, man, it doesn't matter what they say to you. You still got to go through it by yourself in a way, you know. I mean, but you got to go through it. You got to find a way through it. And sometimes it doesn't come along as fast as you want it to. And your timetable really can't be told by a doctor or a trainer or anybody.
Do you think spring training will be different in a way, the way that you'll prepare? I mean, last year, of course, it was disappointing in spring training when you got hurt. But how do you think you'll go through spring training this year?
Yeah, you know, I was still wondering, how's this thing going to hold up? What's it going to feel like tomorrow? What's it going to feel like in a couple minutes? It was a constant grind on my mind. And it's nice to not have to sit there and worry about it, go about your normal daily job and enjoy where you're at the time, you know, not sitting there and having to dwell on if my arm feels funny or if it's going to be fine. And that's a good feeling.
I think in the long run too, I mean, there were years where you went through where you had that, you know, you had to get it cleaned up really in the elbow and you're just kind of dealing with it. But now that it's cleaned up, you think in the long run, now it's just going to be, you know, a lot better where you don't have to really think about that.
Yeah, and that's what's nice. And it, you know, it never bothered me before. And then all of a sudden, whatever bone chip or spur got in a weird spot, and it irritated the rest of my elbow. And you know, they were there to protect my elbow and in certain stability ways. And whatever was in there got mad and didn't like where I was at. And we had to get rid of it. Now it's feeling like it had felt before all that happened.
How much are you looking forward to the depth now of this pitching staff? You guys added a couple veteran guys in Samardzija and Cueto. Now there's a lot of talent on this staff.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of talent. We've got a lot to live up to, and I think we're ready for that challenge. I think the guys are excited about what they're able to do and able to push each other out there.
Do you care as far as where you're pitching in the rotation? I mean, you've been an opening day starter. Does it matter if you're a one or two, three, wherever you are in the rotation? And how have you adjusted to that?
Do you care? Yeah, you care because you want to go out there and you want to throw early in the rotation. But with the rotation we have, it doesn't matter. All of us are good, and all of us are number one and two starters. We know it. We are. And now it's going out there and letting the guy that throws on Monday push the guy that throws on Tuesday and the guy on Wednesday, and I think we can use that as a fun competition.
Your defense is still solid, and you know, a guy like Matt Duffy had not even played third base, but he seemed to really progress there. They add Denard Span out in the outfield. So how much confidence do you guys have now in the defense?
Got a lot of confidence. You go out there, you hit it wherever you want, and we know we got some guys that are going to run it down and take care of it for us.
All right, Matt, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck this season.
Definitely.
That's Giants pitcher Matt Cain Coming up, we're going to hear from Andrew Susak of the Giants. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Kontos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Giants catcher Andrew Susak joined us at Media Day prior to Fan Fest at AT&T Park. Here was that conversation. Andrew, how you doing health-wise coming off the thumb injury? What'd you go through in the offseason as far as getting ready?
It was pretty easy. They cut the wrist open and pulled out the bone chips and sewed her back up and just recovered from that. And I'd say 3 or 4 weeks I could have probably got out there and started swinging it, but I played it on the safe side and took a couple more weeks off. And I feel great, man. 100%. Body feels in good shape, and I'm ready to get after it.
I guess you're part of the club of guys, that have gone through a surgery, and a lot of players go through it. So is there anything that you learn from other players about, coming back from it? You don't want to rush and all that?
Well, and our training staff does a great job of making sure you don't rush. Whether it's, hey, can you pop in and come see us? Because I have the luxury of living in Roseville, so, it's a quick hour and a half drive here. And, they check on me and guide me the right way. So I just wanted to make sure that I was right before I started doing things.
That season last year, it was tough because you guys had a really good team. You could have made the playoffs, but all the injuries seemed to catch up with you. So what was the attitude when the season ended and thinking about going into this year?
Well, I can't speak for everyone else, but I know it fueled my fire. Winning it in 2014, you get that taste of victory, and it's you can't put words to it. So every year I would like to think everyone wants to the ultimate goal of winning a World Series, and I think this year people are kind of buying into the tradition of the even year, and I think that's going to kind of be our motto, and I think guys are going to dig that.
You talk about the emotion of it being fired up. You are an emotional guy. I mean, I saw you get a pinch hit and you get to second base and you're like, yeah. How much do you enjoy that and think that maybe that should be a part of baseball? Because some baseball players are so stoic, you don't really see them do much.
Yeah, I think everyone's different, man. Some people like bat flipping, some people like jogging, some people, like to scream at second base like me. That's just kind of my release. It's an emotional game, and you saw it the other night with the Cam Newton speech. You just don't know what you're going to get after such an emotion, like competitive nature. Most guys out there, it's hard to control yourself on the field in a professional fashion sometimes because you're so competitive and so into the moment that it's hard to. Hard to grasp things at certain times.
You deal with failure in the game of baseball no matter what level, but at this level, it's even more difficult because it's hard to be successful all the time. So how did you come to grips with that? I'm not going to go 3-for-3, 4-for-4 every game.
I just try to think of contributing in other ways if I didn't at the plate, whether it was calling a good game or helping a pitcher out. It just depends. But it's definitely harder to fail up here with a bunch of people watching, and you got your family back home, and you want to make them proud. And I really enjoy competing out here at this, but it is hard, especially in my role. Once a week, it's hard to be really hard on yourself, but you have to find a way to be competitive and get out there and do your job.
We'll have more with Giants catcher Andrew Susak right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
You know, you mentioned the family. How special is that? There's been other guys. I mean, you look at Brandon Crawford. He's from the Bay Area. I remember Randy Wynn, Nate Sherholtz, guys like that. You're from the Bay Area, and you're from Sacramento, Northern California, Giants fans and all that. Is there anything that's tough about it? Because you do have a lot of people and ticket responsibilities, maybe, that kind of thing. How do you compare that to the other guys who aren't from Northern California?
Well, their ticket list is a lot shorter. Usually have to deal with, you know, hey, drop four tickets off for so-and-so or whatnot. But you know what, man, it's bittersweet because when you do leave a lot of tickets, it means a lot of people want to come see you and see what you're doing, how you're doing. You got a lot of fans on your side. And my family, I wouldn't be anywhere I am without my family. So
you back up Buster Posey, and sometimes he'll go over to first, and then, you know, you're starting. What's your relationship like with him? He goes about his business. He's the stoic guy that I was talking about, but he's a superstar player. So how do you pick your spots as far as trying to learn from a guy like that?
Just by watching, man. I spend a lot of time, you know, on the bench and kind of watching from a distance and afar. But it's fun. It's definitely fun to watch him. He helps me all the time. He's like my big brother. Always picking his brain, and he's always helping me out, whether it's on the hitting side or, hey, what are you looking for when you're up there right now, or you're in a skid, hey, don't worry about it. We'll go hit in the cage or something like that together and figure it out. But he's just been so great to me. I can't thank him enough.
Well, I think it's hard to be on a skid if you're the guy who's not playing every day, because how do you get out of it? You're not playing, and it's kind of playing on your mind. How do you deal with that?
Well, that's one of the hard parts, and you know, I'm used to, you go from playing every single day in the minor leagues to, you know, playing maybe twice a week if you're lucky. It goes back to kind of being too hard on yourself. You can't really get into that funk. And, you know, one person told me, call a good game, call a winning game, and go 1-for-4. You had a great day as a backup catcher. So I try not to limit myself to, you know, low expectations like that. But at the end of the day, when you're, it's all said and done and you're in bed, you can rest easy thinking you contributed. So
how much do you love the catching position? It's dangerous out there. Some people say, oh, you know, maybe Posey should move from catching, or any catcher, they talk about it because it is so dangerous. But what is attractive about it?
I love it, man. You know, man, I got a little ADD, so I don't know if you could stick me in the outfield, I'd drive the other guys nuts, so, or have my back turned to the game. So I think that's why I kind of always grew to like it.
Did you always play catcher? I mean, Little League on up, or what was the deal?
Always. I pitched a little bit when I was in Little League, but always catcher. I just like it, man. I like being involved in every play. That'd probably be my best answer for you.
What goes on in spring training as far as, I mean, you got some new pitchers. You got to learn Samardzija and what he throws, and Cueto and their whole style out there. So what goes on in spring training with new guys like that?
You just try to get on the same page as quick as possible. It's such a short time period. You try not to overdo it, but almost just trial and error. Just catch them, see how they look, and try to see if your game plan matches up, and then you compare contrast at the end of the day, and just get to know them as a person. You know, you want to develop relationships and bonds with all these pitchers. It's so important, pitcher-catcher relationship, that you know what type of characteristics they have and personalities you have on the mound. So I think that's another big part of it.
How much do you feel like you were gaining trust of the pitchers? You never want to see a guy just shaking off one pitch after another. So did you feel like, you know, that was coming along as you go through in your career?
Yeah, definitely. And that comes from them seeing you prepare for games and seeing you take care of your business off the field and on the field. But when it comes down to it, you know, certain guys are different. I know I've been out there with Vogie where we've had good game plans going, and one guy's not on the same page, and that's just what it is, and that's how it goes. But you got to try hard to get back on the same page, and I think the best catchers get back quicker so you don't have that stop and flow.
Some pitchers, they might want to deviate from what the game plan was, right? I mean, you've got a game plan, and then they're deviating from it. That's got to make it tough.
Yeah, and that's where it comes down to kind of going on the flow, with the flow of the game. And that's, like I said, that's what makes a great catcher. That's why, to me, Buster's almost I guess you can't really say he's underrated, but that's where I think he kind of gets underlooked. His game calling is just, it's really, really good. Really,
I was gonna say, the thing that's amazing to me about you guys is that you remember stuff. I mean, you're looking at film, but you're not like an NFL quarterback who's looking at all of his plays. I mean, it's just coming off the top of your head that in this situation we want to do this.
And it's also tough because you play the Dodgers, so, I mean, you know, you have to change your game plan too. You can't always go with the same thing because they're on the other end watching video of how we beat them the last time they played us. So, you know, always kind of a little mental mind game, but definitely keeps you on your toes when you're a catcher.
By the way, before we finish, since you mentioned the Dodgers and being a guy who's a Giants guy in Northern California and all that fan, was it kind of strange at first, you know, facing them? There's that emotion. I think Brandon Crawford maybe still has it from his childhood, you know, hating the Dodgers. Is that something that, you know, does it add to the intensity for you personally?
I think in general they're just more fun. They're not more fun games, but it's just got a different feel to them. You know, the crowd's a little more electric, a little more rowdy, and even when we go there too, it's wild, and that's something I really look forward to. I remember my first game at Dodger Stadium. That was when we had the benches clear with Bum and Puig, and I was like, "Well, welcome to the rivalry." And I was like, "Oh, geez," sprinting down from the bullpen. So. It's definitely an exciting series, and I always look forward to playing it.
Yeah, stepping in front of a guy like Puig to not have a fight, that would probably be a little scary, I think, right?
You would think, but they're both really big humans. I wouldn't want to be in that fight.
Exactly. Hey, Andrew, thanks a lot. Good luck this season, and really appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
That's Giants catcher Andrew Susak. I want to thank him and Giants pitcher Matt Cain for joining us here on thesportsvirus.com. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from Rich Aurelia, former Giants shortstop who now is an analyst for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.